Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Today we feature new music from Ryan Hillier, just released his much anticipated solo album called No Excuses. Ryan will join us to talk about working with some of Metro Moncton's finest musicians and putting together this latest project. After we get underway by spinning a couple of great tunes from the album, this is Won't Get Far, Ryan Hillier on Atlantic Access.
Riding down the road.
That's Ryan Hillier, Brave New Waves, from the brand new album No Excuses. And you know how to pick them there, Ryan.
It is a beautiful day, so thanks for thanks for chatting with me.
Ryan, of course, a very familiar name in the East Coast, the music scene. Maybe we should establish where some folks might have seen or heard you before. Yeah. One example might be East Coast Love Story.
Did East Coast for about 5 years, and that was a lot of fun. That was a cool project to be a part of. Zach Hackett, who was the lead songwriter in that, great writer, and his songs were a lot of fun to kind of bring to life. I was playing a lot of guitar at that point, lead guitar. Kind of something new for me, so that was a lot of fun to play those shows. They're higher energy shows and really different style of songs that than I was typically playing in my own material or other projects. So
what an album this is. It sounds like you were maybe had some fun putting it together.
Yeah, absolutely. We recorded at Chris Kolpa's studio at his place, and it was a lot of fun to arrange and kind of make everything bigger than it originally was written as. So
the songs, of course, jump out. Each one is strong in its own way. You've also had a lot of help with regards to guest musicians on the album, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we got the Divorcees, Alex Turtle, Kevin, and Sean. We got together and rehearsed and arranged the tunes, and then took them into Chris and worked on them even more. So it's a long process, and not always easy, but the end results speak for themselves. So it's a good time.
Did you bring all these songs in the studio, or was there some that was still kind of a work in progress?
I think they were all kind of a work in progress. I mean, we worked them up as much as, you know, you get them to one level, and then I wanted to, you know, get Chris's input on it and have him, you know, arrange some stuff that he thought would be good on there. So truly a collaborative effort.
One of those being Apropos of Nothing, which is your current emphasis track. Tell us about that song.
That one is kind of funny because it's kind of a reflection of what's happening in the world today, and that was just kind of what I was looking at the time when I was writing it, because, you know, we live in an age where information seems to be everywhere, and there's a lot of it.
A lot of information, but still there's a lot of emptiness, eh?
Well, that's kind of the emphasis of the track, is that, you know, we have all this access to, you know, the internet and everything like that, but it can be easily manipulated and those kind of things. And so it can become a question of, like, you know, what are we really believing, like, and what are we looking at? So it's very much about that, about really what you should be listening to is, you know, your instinct, and you're the one that ultimately has control over your own life. So it's just kind
of... So you're giving us permission to do that?
Well,
I
don't know if it's permission. I would say it's advice, maybe a little bit more of an advice. It's kind of a funny atmosphere to be releasing that kind of music in, because it's very, very, it's just the stuff that I was writing about kind of has become more prevalent as time goes on.
It's apropos, if you will.
Well, there you go.
This is Apropos of Nothing. It's Ryan Hillier from the album No Excuses on Atlantic Access.
Down the path of illusion, some are easily led, looking for absolution, there the procession treads. Yeah. the people you're fooling won't save your soul.
Access, that's Silhouette from Ryan Hillier and the album No Excuses. Do you find that all the projects that you involve yourself with help inspire the next one or the next personal project?
Yeah, the way I look at it, there's always you're always learning, and that's really the goal. Just want to keep learning how to do different things within music and different ways to do music. And the biggest lesson that I've learned doing all of these projects and just up till this date is that there is no right answer, and there is no absolutely right thing that is going to be the thing that's going to be great every time. You know, the point is to adapt your process and to constantly kind of do what's going to serve the song, because really that's really the point is just do whatever it takes to serve that song, and it's the boss. Like, yeah. that's a John Prine quote.
Okay.
The song's the boss, and whatever you need to do to serve the song, that's what you should do.
Would that be the most rewarding part of this process, or are there some others?
This was rewarding in a number of ways, this album especially, is that, you know, I started from a place of not necessarily knowing if I was going to continue doing music, and then deciding to make another record, and then having that record be something that was, you know, continually inspiring me, and it continued to teach me things. Just what my role is, I've thought a lot about, you know, what I should be doing as an artist, and what I'm really, you know, what I'm supposed to be doing. I think that's important, is like, if you can understand the context of what you're doing and the larger kind of picture, then it just makes it easier for me to continue in a way that I feel good about, you know. And I don't feel like I have as much self-doubt anymore, maybe. I think I did maybe at the start of this project, and I definitely don't.
It sounds like you did, because you stated you were looking at maybe this, that might have been it for music for you, which is a sad thing to hear, because...
Well, yeah, it was. I'm glad that passed quickly, because it was just kind of a little chaotic, you know, time for me. A lot of personal changes were happening, and so I even got to the point where I doubted that music was, you know, the thing that I should be doing. I thought it was to blame, but it turns out it was the opposite. So it's always been there for me, and it's always kind of continued to be there in a positive way. So
a highlight for me listening was the song Slow Spirit. There's a lot going on there. Can you break it down a bit?
Yeah, for sure. Slow Spirit is actually the oldest song on the record. I wrote this like, oh geez, probably almost 10 years ago. This is an old song, and I had never released it or really done anything with it. It never kind of got to a place where it was finished per se. Mm. And but I knew I wanted to put it on there. I knew the guys would have fun with it. I knew Chris would be able to make something really, really cool. So it's a little bit of a tribute to a buddy of mine who passed away from cancer a few years back, and he was just such a initial inspiration for me to you know, enjoy music. We really formative kind of experience. So that's kind of where this track kind of came from.
Thanks a lot for your time today. All the best with No Excuses. There's no excuse now. Eh? He's like balls to the wall. Got to make it happen.
Yeah, thank you, Terry. Appreciate it, man.
It's Ryan Hillier from the album No Excuses. This is Slow Spirit on Atlantic Access.
Everything you have.
to leave so soon.
Ryan Hillier from the album No Excuses. Lay Down Your Troubles on Atlantic Access, a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. See entertainmentplus.ca. Earlier in the program, Ryan talked about his former partner in East Coast Love Story, Zach. Well, Zach is also commonly known as Lester Slade, sort of an alter ego of his, who coincidentally released a new single himself on Atlantic Access.
Well, I found out windshield wipers have transmissions. Well, that knowledge didn't come to me in time, 'cause it was torn, stripped, broken, smashed to pieces. Well, I never went to school and I never learned that sound. Well, now maybe if I grew up around more Chevys with the garage and some old parts I could restore. But I was told to leave the wreck where it lay burning. There's a million more that pile of junk came from. 'Cause I got car trouble, yeah, I can no longer pollute. Oh, give me a lift, I can't do it on my own. Yeah, I got car trouble on top of car trouble. And here's your problem, kid, just sign the form. Well, I was born with one eye stronger than the other. Yeah, I've been bumping in the wall since I was a kid. Well, my knees don't work and my back's always hunched over. Well, my chest is moving faster than it should. I'm prone to colds, flus, the blues, chills, and headaches. Yeah, my teeth are falling out whenever I chill. So if you see me going steady for the rocking chair, well, get out of my way, been training since my youth. 'Cause I got physical trouble, yeah, I'm neither here nor healthcare. Check it out, what does it look like to you? Yeah, I got health trouble on top of health trouble. And these waiting rooms are more frequent every year. Well, I guess I ended up a little wilder than my sister when it came to booze, staying up late and taking pills. But there's a truth and a lesson of a life of excess. Well, it makes everything harder in the end. If it ain't the food, the smoke, or the accompaniment, I climbed a mountain of stories I could tell about a foolish kid getting older. Yeah, I'm starting at the bottom again. 'Cause I got excess trouble, I'm an overindulger. I'm biting off and the shit be breaking through. Yeah, I got excess trouble and it's non-refundable. I'm gonna eat my cake and go on, eat yours too. Well, there's only so much life that you can swallow before you wind up in a drunk tank with a fan. But I was told I was safe for my privilege. Well, instead of walking home underneath the lights, northern lights, I got law trouble. Dodge the police all in one piece. I don't think they can protect us anymore. Now I'm in court trouble, hearing about your trouble. And we're holding up a system that'll fail. Yeah, cotton spray paint scans with all those touring bands. Yeah, I'm trying to make some money selling songs out to like 13 people, all requesting Beatles. And I never learned the words to any of their songs, 'cause I got covered gig trouble and I can't see double off these three free drinks that I receive. Under neon lights and my tip jar's light, watching all of these people leave. I'm watching all of these people leave. Oblady-oblady, life goes on.
A new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.